Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometers electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Now, moving on, Donald Trump has urged Republicans in the House of Representatives to back a vote to release files related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. Trump, who's previously dismissed calls to release the files, says he now has nothing to hide. But what does this mean and what might happen now? Well, joining us is Harriet Alexander, a features writer with the Daily Mail based in the United States. Harriet, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Let's just, first of all, before we go to the change of heart here, let's just look at the efforts by the White House to try and contain the Republicans who were going against Donald Trump on this, because they really have tried to pull some of them into line, haven't they?
They have, yes. I mean, last week, the White House took the rather extraordinary step of actually holding a meeting in the Situation Room, which, you know, as you know from all of the films, is normally where there's real issues of national security are being discussed. And they held this meeting with some of the Republicans, people like Lauren Boebert, who's a Republican from Colorado, Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, to try and convince the Republicans to vote against this motion, which basically calls for the releasing of all documentation. But that effort didn't work. So they are pushing ahead with this idea that the documents need to be released. And it does look likely that that may be put to a vote as early as tomorrow.
So what do you think really motivated Trump's sudden reversal here? Was there some political calculation?
Well, I think he could see which way the wind was blowing, which essentially is that this vote in the House is going to happen. There are now enough people who want to have the full release of all of the documentation regarding Jeffrey Epstein. So they have got enough votes in the House to make that happen. But what's really key is that it doesn't necessarily mean that it will even be voted on in the Senate. They can decide to vote on it. They can decide not to vote on it. And then it would go to Donald Trump for his signature. But I think Trump, you know, he wanted to be on the right side of history with this, and he didn't want to be seen as blocking a vote which essentially is going to happen.
Yeah, and he has said continuously that he has nothing to hide here. How credible is that claim now from Donald Trump?
I mean, I think it's been quite baffling how badly they've handled this whole situation, because if you recall, he campaigned on this idea that he was going to fully release all documents. He said that he had absolutely nothing to hide. And yet when he and his allies are in a position to do so, they've all equivocated, haven't they? They've all sort of pulled back a bit from that and very much suggested that there's nothing really to see here. So that's caused a lot of anger. He does insist he has nothing to hide. I mean, he can't deny the fact that he was friends with Epstein and friends with him for quite a long time. But he says he has nothing to hide. So a lot of people are saying, well, just release the documents.
What are the political risks, Harriet, for those Republicans who vote either way?
There's a really interesting thing happening here, Kieran, that it's really the MAGA coalition is sort of tearing itself apart over this. You have those who are Trump allies who are demanding that all of the documents be released. So that's like Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And there are others who are more sort of falling in line and saying we have to trust Trump on this. So it really is doing damage. I think it damages the White House as well, because it means that they are not talking about things that they would like to talk about, like the economy. Trump would like to talk about migrants and the ICE raids that he's doing, but he can't talk about that because he's still being asked about Jeffrey Epstein. So I think, you know, there is a real problem here. And as I said, it's quite baffling how badly they've handled it.
So what happens then if this vote goes ahead and is carried? What is the process? To the Senate, potentially, and if not, then straight to Trump's desk, and then what?
So, yes, so it does look for the moment like there might be a vote held tomorrow. Another thing to watch, Keira, is that there will be a press conference tomorrow with a lot of the Epstein survivors. They're very active in calling for the release of all of this documents. It's interesting to note that people who are arguing against the release say, well, that's not fair on those who were abused by Epstein and his cohort. But actually, the women themselves say, no, we want it all out there. So there'll be this press conference. We believe that there will be a vote in the House tomorrow that could be taken up in the Senate. If it is and it's passed, it would go to Trump's desk. But even if it is in the Senate, it's not certain that it will pass because you need to have a 60-40 majority. And it's not clear yet that that would happen. So a lot more to go yet.
OK, Harriet Alexander, we leave it there, but we certainly will be returning to this story tomorrow. Now, let's...
The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.